This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Hindukush Himalaya parliamentarians meet concludes with 5-point call for action. Stronger regional cooperation urged to tackle shared environmental, social and economic challenges. National Assembly members stress favorable atmosphere to retain students within the country. Meeting unanimously endorses proposal for consideration of social network bill. Nepal Tourism Board and TikTok sign MOU to promote Nepal's tourism, and India and China agree to resume direct flights and boost business links. Now, the news in detail. The Hindukush Himalaya Parliamentarians Meet 2025 concluded in Kathmandu yesterday with a strong call for deeper regional cooperation to address shared environmental, social and economic challenges. The two-day gathering held under the theme Sustaining Nature, Empowering People brought together over 100 parliamentarians and representatives from 8 countries: Nepal, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, China, India, Myanmar and Pakistan. In a joint declaration, the participants highlighted the urgent threats posed by climate change, biodiversity loss and air pollution, which directly impact millions across the region. They reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen solidarity for climate resilience, promote inclusive and sustainable policies and enhance cooperation through regular exchanges of experience. The declaration also called for stronger global solidarity from mountains to the ocean and announced plans to convene the second parliamentarians meet at a future date. The lawmakers thanked the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the Federal Parliament of Nepal for hosting the event and pledged to work collectively for a more inclusive, resilient and sustainable future. Adopted in Kathmandu on August 19, the declaration marks a renewed commitment by Hindukush Himalaya nations to safeguard both people and nature. Members of the National Assembly have urged the government to create an environment that encourages students to pursue higher education within the country. Speaking during the special hour of yesterday's National Assembly meeting, lawmakers warned that campuses are being deserted as more Nepali students head abroad for studies. They stressed the need to instill confidence among the students that there is a future in Nepal and called for urgent reforms in universities. Lawmakers also raised concerns about poor road conditions as the festival season begins, urging the timely repair of highways. They further called for strict market monitoring to curb anomalies arising from the closure of Tatupani and Roswagadi checkpoints. In addition, members highlighted the importance of addressing growing public frustration and cautioned against downplaying the government's positive achievements. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the studies are underway to identify alternative exit routes to the Sistul and Banchare Dada landfill sites. Responding to lawmakers' queries in the National Assembly yesterday, he informed that a complementary environment report are also being prepared following the completion of the environmental impact assessment of the Banchare Dada site. Both Sistul and Banchare Dada are currently being used to manage waste from the Kathmandu Valley. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has unanimously endorsed the proposal seeking consideration of the Social Network Bill 2081. The bill was tabled by Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung. Responding to lawmakers' queries, Minister Gurung said the bill aims to regulate the misuse of social networks, address digital crimes such as cybercrime and strengthen good governance. He added that if any vague provisions were found, they could be corrected, stressing the need for broader discussions as the bill deals with new issues. During the meeting, members underlined the importance of regulation rather than control and called for ensuring the bill respects human rights. The National Assembly will meet again on Friday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has announced that Nepal will start commercial production of methane gas from next year. Inaugurating the 17th NADA Autoso in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said studies have confirmed 112 billion cubic meters of methane reserves in the country and the government is preparing for its production. The Prime Minister also highlighted Nepal's potential to manufacture automobiles with the latest global technologies and even export them, assuring government support for such initiatives. He called on the private sector to take the lead in creating opportunities and jobs while the government continues to build necessary infrastructure for development. In a different event, Prime Minister Oli said the government is committed to establishing a complete democracy by ensuring citizens' fundamental rights, including the right to information, RTI. Addressing the 19th National Information Day in Kathmandu yesterday, he stressed that every citizen should have access to information but cautioned against seeking details deemed confidential under law or irrelevant. The Prime Minister highlighted the need to promote RTI with discipline and dignity while refuting claims of any clash of interest between the government and the National Information Commission. He said efforts are underway to resolve issues seen in enforcing fundamental rights. The Home Ministry has introduced a bill to amend and integrate laws on NGO registration, regulation and management. The bill aims to provide a clear framework for stakeholders and the general public. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, emphasizing legal and policy reforms, has made the bill public and invited feedback from citizens over the next 15 days. In a separate event, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that disaster risk reduction is being carried out under the leadership of local governments. Inaugurating the Nepal Humanitarian Conference in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of World Humanitarian Day 2025, he highlighted Nepal's vulnerability to disasters due to its geography. The minister added that the government is preparing for emergencies in partnership with various sectors and through the formulation of necessary laws and policies. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has directed officials to fully meet the targets set in this year's performance contracts. Speaking at a program in the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung reminded secretaries, department chief and division heads to work diligently to achieve annual goals. Officials across the ministry and subordinate bodies signed their contracts for the fiscal year. He also pledged amendments to old laws and enactment of new ones, the development of infrastructure and the production of a skilled workforce. The Nepal Tourism Board, NTB and TikTok have signed a memorandum of understanding to promote Nepal as a top global tourism destination. The agreement aims to showcase Nepal's natural landscapes, cultural heritage, festivals, cuisines and adventure experiences to millions of digital users through audiovisual content. Speaking at the ceremony in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey said the initiative will connect Nepal with a new digital generation. Nepal Tourism Board CEO Deepak Raj Joshi added that the agreement will help highlight Nepal's beauty worldwide. Under the MOU, the Tourism Board will invite international travel content creators to explore mountains, lakes, temples and homestays, producing digital stories to promote Nepal via TikTok. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. India and China have agreed to resume direct flights and strengthen trade and investment ties in both nations, working to rebuild relations strained by 2020 broader clash. The agreement, announced following Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's two-day visit to New Delhi, also includes reopening border trade at trade points, at 3 points, facilitating visas and setting up a working group to coordinate on border facilities. Direct flights between the countries have been suspended since the COVID-19 pandemic, though no date for resumption has been announced. The talks come ahead of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China later this month for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, his first in over 7 years. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and at one or two places in the Terai regions of the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon is somewhat weaker in Nepal as the monsoon low-pressure trough is located south of the mean sea level. However, water vapor-rich air continues to enter from the Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 29 to 31 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Hindu Kush Himalaya parliamentarians meet concludes with 5-point call for action. Stronger regional cooperation urged to tackle shared environmental, social and economic challenges. National Assembly members stress favorable atmosphere to retain students within the country. Meeting unanimously endorses proposal for consideration of a social network bill. Nepal Tourism Board and TikTok sign MOU to promote Nepal's tourism. And India and China agree to resume direct flights and boost business links. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.